1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Two fine counties, Cork and Kerry.
Absolutely. Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yes.
Finest thin crust pizza on Western Avenue.
It sure is.
Flood Brothers Disposal. You have garbage issues, you know?
Just if you have garbage.
You got garbage. Call the Floods.
Everyone's right. Got it.
Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Gallons of Guinness.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, to my left, twin brother Billy.
Billy. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Bill. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Talk to me.
Happy President's Day weekend.
What the hell does that mean?
It means I have work off of on Monday. That's what it means.
Who's your favorite president?
I'm an American.
Who's your all-time favorite president?
Oh, man.
ATFP.
He's got to think about it.
Come on. You should be shooting it right off, dude. It's everybody's.
Lincoln.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Especially if you're from Illinois.
Sure. Land of.
Lincoln, yes.
Well,
who's your favorite president outside
of
Lincoln?
Actually, my favorite outside president Lincoln. Is Lincoln from Bill and Ted's.
Absolutely. Oh. Be excellent to each other.
No, my favorite. Who's your favorite Lincoln? Lincoln Hawk from Over the Top.
My favorite Lincoln is the Mark 8, 1990.
Ooh, that is sexy.
Patty, do you have a favorite Lincoln?
The McConaughey.
McConaughey Lincoln lawyer?
Yeah, that one.
The Lincoln lawyer.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, or just the Lincoln commercials.
What about the Lincoln commercials?
Oh, sure.
I like McConaughey.
I also like Brendan Fraser's character Link from Encino Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Link is an abbreviation of Lincoln. We were talking Lincoln, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave you my best Lincoln before that.
I don't even know. The show has started on an incredible path.
Hold on. Something amazing
happened.
Bill says
President's Day.
Speaking of Lincolns and driving, Patty arrived tonight at the show in a brand new car.
Yeah, new whip.
Well, it's not new. It's new to me.
It's all that matters.
Not to our listeners. They've been hearing about this thing for weeks.
Yeah, I finally got it back today.
It's running.
It's running. It's ready. We'll see what happens.
Make it a couple strange noises.
It clicks a bit.
It's a metronome.
That's the actuator door underneath the glove compartment.
Ah, you don't need that. Just rip it off.
Yeah, you don't. But it is nice to have it back. It was gone. I had it in the shop for a month.
It's good to see you behind the wheel of a 4x4.
I was in his car tonight, and I was like, dude, slow down. This guy all of a sudden gets in from a Civic into a Jeep Liberty, whatever you want to call this thing that he's driving.
It's a Patriot. There is a Jeep Liberty.
Patriot, Bill.
And he's like, all of a sudden he thinks he can just navigate, taking wide turns.
Yeah, he thinks he's been living in Anchorage for the last 30 years.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, relax.
No. But you'll get there.
For those, there's been a lot of snow on the ground. It snowed today. That's why I was like, dude, come on.
You should go to a Forest Preserve parking lot and just do donuts in that thing and enjoy the snow. And laugh.
Well, that's what I bought it for. Oh, yeah. It's a Jeep.
Watch, he'll do it and he'll roll it.
And then put a canoe on top of it.
Yeah, that's a must.
Yeah. Even if you don't use it.
I'm not going to use it. I just want it up there. People think I'm full of adventure when you have something like that on your car.
Put a canoe on it and then put your groceries in the hole of the canoe.
Yeah. Are you into adventure? Yes, this is my adventure, the car. This is my adventure.
My groceries are going on a ride.
Well, you mean you don't like canoeing or anything? No. But I have it there in case I ever do.
My 2-liter of squirt's going on a canoe ride.
Exactly.
And my eggs and my rye bread.
All right. Rye bread is a must for adventure.
It's clutch.
Yep. It's nice to get the car back.
It looks good.
You mean so people go hiking and they go, you didn't bring the rye bread?
Walk down. Let's go. Back to base camp.
Forgot the rye bread.
Forgot the Rosins.
Yeah. Russian base camp.
Oh,
wow.
You had to go there. What do you think of those guys?
Of the Russians? I don't think anything
of them. What do you think of those guys?
What do you think about this Ukraine situation?
What do I think?
That's a George W. Bush just said to a waiter somewhere.
Hey, let me ask you something. What do you think about this Ukraine deal?
He's at Pizza Hut.
Right. I don't know. Do you want your steak medium or medium rare? You do what you think is right.
We only have Pepsi, not Coke. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it!
Was Bush number? Was he president 40?
Sure.
I think so.
Yeah, big 4-0.
Trump was 40. Yeah, so yeah, he was 43. I think it was Obama was 44.
I feel like Rush is kind of being bullyish towards, you know, they're like the bully. They're like ripping the shirt pocket off of Ukraine right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing that. They're kind of slapping them around.
Yeah, they're being jerks. You know, back off a little bit. Let's everyone just have a nice, quiet winter.
I think Rush is just going to walk.
I don't think it's been anything but quiet.
That's the NATO meeting. Hey, back off a little bit. Yeri took his shirt pocket off. Okay. Come to let's agree to disagree.
They should have,
cool out.
Cheech and Chong at that meeting.
What do they do?
Just hand out weed to people.
That'd be interesting.
Like Putin here. Relax.
I thought Tommy Chong was like all
you're right. You're right. Where's all this great ganj been? I can't believe my decision making has been so off.
Wait, loosen your tie a little bit, huh? Right. Making everybody nervous.
Right. Hey, Biden, try some of this crazy Northern Lights stuff.
Huh?
We'll come to an agreement.
Biden's got his head down on his arm. He's already sleeping. Yeah. We don't need a war. You know, a big crazy war. They're talking like it's going to be World War III. Yeah,
No, we're out of it. We don't want to. I don't think we need to have anything to do with it. No. That's my opinion. That's what I would do. Be like, leave it alone.
I think Ernest should be president. Ernest
P. Worrell. Mm-hmm. From Jim Varney's Ernest P. Worrell?
Yeah.
I miss Ernest.
So do I.
Yeah.
He was such an American staple.
Jim Varney.
Whenever there was hard times, Ernest would pop around.
I think...
exactly. He'd save Christmas or he'd take the kids to camp.
Right. You know, the Gulf War broke out and then Ernest popped in and everything was cool.
Right. Yeah. G.I. Ernest. You know? Ernest goes to...
Baghdad.
Ernest goes to Baghdad. They never wrote that one.
No. Maybe Ernest goes to the Ukraine.
Can we reboot Ernest?
There's no way you can replace Ernest.
You might be able to take that character and another comedian could just adopt Jim Varney's character.
You can't, though. No one's like him.
You know what I mean, Vern?
Who would be a good candidate?
Dude, those guys became popular on Saturday morning cartoons?
I think Tom Cruise's Ernest is a fantastic idea. Johnny DeRito, talent agent.
You know, Stiller could probably do it.
Stiller could do Ernest.
Or Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey would be the best at doing an Ernest, I think.
He's the obvious choice, right?
Yeah.
To reboot Ernest. I guess we've come up to the theme of the show tonight, reboot Ernest.
Yeah, war in Ernest.
Ernest is at war.
Ernest goes to war.
Putin's never seen an Ernest movie. That's why he's so mad.
I don't know if the young kids like Ernest as much, because I remember saying to Mikey and Charlotte around Christmas time when they were at my house and we were going to watch a Christmas movie.
Do you think we would get arrested?
And I was like, hey, you guys ever seen Ernest Saves Christmas? Charlotte was like, yes. And no, we're not watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm in the mood for a little Ernest.
It grows like a fine wine on you.
But he's in Orlando in that movie. He's like in a warm climate. Mm. It's very bizarre for an Ernest film.
You think we could possibly send the box set of all the Ernest movies to the Kremlin? Would we get in trouble?
Mm.
If it's a genuine gift?
Yeah, I think we'd get in trouble.
Maybe it's on eBay.
Right.
Vladimir, enjoy. Settle down.
They happen to be Russian spy lobbyists that were Americans, and their piece of propaganda was Ernest films.
You know what?
What if it's a pathway to peace?
We were talking about Ernest.
It is a pathway to peace.
We were actually listening to one of the old podcasts the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And Patty turned to me and he goes, dude, this guy Yoria is going to kill us if he ever figures this, you know,
you
us
speak
out.
Of Arthur Yoria.
Yeah, and then because you guys were talking about sending, like, the box set of Ernest DVDs,
yes.
Maybe we send it to Yoria. And we go, you know, as like an olive branch. We want you to listen to the show.
That's risky.
Thought you'd like this.
We'll have to check with the board of directors.
You know, the bit was going fine until the Yoria was thrown in.
Sorry.
And it's gone now. One place I do know that you'll never find Yoria, Lincoln, Putin, or Ernest in one place. Although, that would be a beautiful thing.
That would be a great four.
That'd be a great, and then you're the fifth man.
Four-man bobsled group.
They go to the Winter Olympics.
It's a five-on-five dart team.
Sure.
Who's the fifth?
Me, or you.
Anybody.
Yeah. I'll play on that team.
We'll have a sweepstakes.
Well, it's got to happen at the Cork and Kerry if it's going to go down.
Yeah, sure. So we'll roll that big bag.
Get him in a bags league.
Show's presented to you by the Cork and Kerry. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Freak me, baby. Yeah. What is it? Freak me, baby.
Just like that.
Freak me, baby. Yeah.
Yep.
Freak me, baby. Let me pick you up and down.
family lyrics. Welcome back. Clay wanted to hear that bump. That's Silk.
Silk. Yeah, a very talented group of men.
Freak Me, name of the song.
They were like a barbershop quartet.
Yes.
Outstanding.
I encourage everyone to watch the Freak Me video by Silk.
Yeah.
It's really sensual.
Well, the reason for that...
It involves a man sitting in a chair talking directly to the camera.
In a white jacket.
Yeah, he looks actually... He's wearing a lot of clothes for a...
Like being indoors?
Yeah, for a video about sex.
Yeah, looks like it could be kind of warm.
Oh, yeah, these guys probably don't even talk to each other anymore. They used to be buddies.
Yeah, now they're in all four
doing
corners
concerts
of the world.
Together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that plaid jacket. That's nice. Yeah. Anyway, the reason that I play that song is... there's been some bumbling going on.
Bumble.
Yeah, the app.
Apparently, I'm sitting next to a couple of bumblebees.
Are you the a bumblebee?
The app Bumble. Yeah.
And what is it?
I downloaded it at the suggestion of a friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is it? It's like a dating profile site. And that's I'm not really looking to start dating.
Oh, right? lots of people are on it. Come on.
Right?
You're looking for a friend.
Looking for a friend to hang out with.
Looking for a friend to read with.
Yes, exactly.
Looking for a friend to laugh at his jokes.
Put that in your profile.
Bill, you're looking for friend too.
We all are
you're
in some capacity.
Yeah, don't be making fun of me because I look for a friend when you look for a friend too. That's not fair.
I'm not this aggressive.
You guys should offer a two for one discount.
This guy likes everything he sees. He's like, yeah, cool. Yeah, awesome.
How do you know it's how do you know it's a real person is the thing?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't. That's why it's entertaining to some degree, right?
Yeah, because you're picturing, there's a picture of Lady A that you're interested in, and then you meet her at 7-Eleven for the big reveal, and it turns out looks nothing like that. She's not even that person.
There's a strong possibility of that.
Well, there's all kinds of
theories. There's like things through the app where you have to verify who you are. So there's like, you got to do a...
Send me another picture yourself. Yep. I need another picture.
Right.
Your voter identification card, card.
Send me a bikini photo, too. That time you're in Cancun with your friends.
There's lots of them up there.
Tons. There's like all these girls that write on their profiles too. If I see another guy holding a fish, and it's like, is that popular? Do a lot of them, are men just holding pictures of them with huge bass in their hands?
Yeah, river monsters.
Single bass man.
Right, single bass man.
Looking for love. Looking for mud and love.
An adventure.
Like, I mean, it's funny because I'm like, I wonder, like, I can't see what, you know.
You should hold up a dead raccoon instead. It ain't a fish. Write that on your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. So you're venturing into the world of forsaken.
I made a profile.
Sinfulness.
And you actually did put a fake picture up that was immediately taken down.
I did. I put one fake picture up of myself.
What do you mean?
I well
use it in a NASCAR.
It's very kind of
world champion.
No, so you have to put up a picture of yourself. Say about me. Here's what I do. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hi. And hi. That should be my profile. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
And you make the picture, but you got to upload 5 pictures of yourself, and then there's like some photo verification thing, like take a picture of yourself right now and verify
fancy.
It's you.
Yeah.
You
that gives it straight to the Chinese.
That's exactly where it goes. It's been sold that instant.
Yeah.
Right? You make the profile, but the Bumble thing is the girl, the whim, you can swipe left or right, right? You see a profile, you know?
Sure.
Adventure, seeks of, you know, I'll give an example. Maybe we read a Bumble in a minute.
Read a Bumble.
Yeah. Patty reads Bumble on the next segment of Patty Reads from Bumble.
The next 60 minutes.
Anyway, you go on the app, but the woman has to like you first before you can engage in conversation. And then she has to message you. So now you have to match, then she's got a message, then she initiates conversation, and then you say, hey, how are you?
Right.
Nice to meet you. I like coffee too. An adventure.
What happened to meeting girls at bike shops and bars and diners?
Well, that's still around. You
should
know?
Be dating a waitress from
You meet a lot of
Wendy's.
Women in diners? Every wife I ever had, I met in a diner.
I did meet a girl
like
in a diner
80s
once.
Movie.
Like, a girl sat next to a girl in the diner and ended up dating her for like 2 years. Nah, that's not true. Like a year. Yeah, 8 months.
Well, good for you with your diner's experience.
It was a wonderful meal as well.
Sure it was. Have I ever met a girl in a diner?
Have I ever met a girl in a diner?
Only if her name was Double Hash.
Ooh,
Double C.
With cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, it's so funny. Like, when you're making the profile, of course you're always going to be self, you know,
have
hypercritical
you seen
of what photos you want to use of yourself.
Course. People that you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I have.
Like that girl from third grade?
No. Anybody I know gets a left swipe automatically.
So you went stranger danger.
Yeah, well, I'm not stranger danger.
Little bit.
No. I don't want to deal with drama of meeting someone that already knows, you know, someone else who's going to integrate themselves.
Into my life too fast.
No, yeah, you want an outsider.
I'm looking for an outsider.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A woods woman.
Yes, an outdoorsy type.
Woman who climbs redwoods.
Cool.
Filter climbs redwoods. Adventure.
Smoker.
Smoker, maybe. Smoke friendly.
How will your smoking?
I have seen.
How will your smoking play into this?
I have seen girls out there like smoking never, and then you see them out, and you're like, I know you, and they got a lit square at like, you know, 11:30, pounding a drink. It's like, oh, you don't smoke, huh? Not according to you, but you don't embarrass them. You're like, I saw
my advice
Bumble
to
profile.
You is just, don't try too hard. Just play it cool.
I'm not trying at all. I just put myself on it because I wanted to amuse myself for a little while.
Yeah.
And
what's the fake picture you put on? You doing what?
Oh, no, it's just me smiling.
No,
there's
the
one me.
What's fake about it?
No, the fake picture, the one.
Oh,
that was
the fake
removed.
Picture was
you put dreadlocks on yourself.
No, my last picture was a toothless Indian man giving a thumbs up. Okay, so in the way that the app is set up, you can
hits?
Scroll. It goes picture 1, 2, 3, 4, and the last one is supposed to be a gag picture.
No, it isn't.
I wanted it to be a gag picture because I was amused by these profiles. Some people take it so serious.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then other people are like, have fake names. Like, you know, it's just like, so it becomes just entertaining.
Yeah. You know? Sure. What do you do on it, Billy?
I don't get on it that much. This guy was like, he the first time he had seen a dating app in his, you know, in his life.
Have either
so
of you
like, oh, wow, this is interesting.
Have you set up meetings with anyone?
No,
thus far?
No. I've never been on an internet date. No, I haven't. I've never done that.
Ever been on an internet date?
Ever been on an internet date?
Yeah, and Bill, you got to put that
in. Oh, yeah. And
Mike
Sarkozy
has a great note.
I have seen that stuff on there where it's like I enjoy thrifting. As like hobbies for people.
Thrifting?
If you're going to be a thrifter, you got to be a pretty thrifter.
True.
You know?
Pretty thrifter.
Pretty.
Walking down the street.
Pretty thrifter.
Used clothes.
Yeah.
Goodwill shopping. Goodwill shoes.
Oh, don't you know?
Yeah.
Pretty thrifter.
So, why don't you go into the other part of the Bumble story that was so entertaining to us all yesterday? That you know, like the audience, but I think we get a laugh out of this.
Yeah. So the women who have to
I better go on home. It's late. Salvation Army's open at 8.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah.
Yes, it does.
I better go
what
on home.
What will I see?
Late.
A jacket from 1983.
Pretty thrifter.
Wow. Thank you. Pretty thrifter.
If you had that as your TikTok,
oh yeah,
and on wait, can you can integrate your Instagram the Bumble profile? Maybe you have a TikTok.
Stop!
Integrate.
I do a pretty
integrating anything,
and then I'm also going to do wear my NBA socks at too then.
And Tim Werewolf.
Yep.
You make your Bumble profile one of the hottest channels in entertainment.
PBO.
Maybe I should change my name to Tim Werewolf on the Bumble profile.
Do it. Shortstop, St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, retired.
Yeah. Adventure seeker.
Yeah.
Smoker.
Right. Every like
Roy Orbison fan.
Current smoker.
Yeah.
Songwriter. Porn enthusiast.
Sometimes comedian.
Songwriter, porn enthusiast. Tim Werewolf is on the program. Thanks for being here, Tim.
Porn financier.
Best switch hitter in the game.
One of them.
The whole the Bumble thing is funny as hell to me.
But you got to tell
the
story about what happened, though, to you and the like that you got. And then
Clay, I got a woman who liked me who resembled our friend Kevin Duhigg from childhood. Like, oh, looked exactly like him.
Very manly looking woman.
He was a college buddy of ours, Kevin.
Right.
Kevin was a well built individual.
But it was such a
He's in great shape.
Well, yeah.
It was such an opposite. This woman who matched with me was like kind of opposite of what I would ever be looking into.
What was the match?
She's
missing a tooth.
No, dude, she was like huge, ripped. All right, like
a bodybuilder almost.
Get me in a headlock and just drag me somewhere.
Yeah, she just wanted to break your
spine.
She had
pictures of her like squatting or flexing in the mirror.
She's a competitive lifter.
Yeah.
And you're not.
No, I'm a gangly smoker.
You're a third of an ectomorph. No,
yeah, I got halfway through my ectomorph last year.
Do you think she knows about the morphs?
She can.
The morph chart?
Or Jeff?
My profile reeks of it.
If she knows about dental care and possible muscle,
if she listens to this show, you're out.
You should advertise the show. One thing I noticed on my ski trip was that there's stickers. People put stickers everywhere. We got to start putting Hooli stickers all over the city.
Oh, I like that idea.
Like on urinals. And
everywhere. Stop signs, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Urinals, he said.
Always.
You can do the urinals.
It is memorable.
I go into bars and just slap them up somewhere.
You make them funny and make them memorable.
Right.
Anyway, back to your internet love. So Swole Girl?
I texted it to you guys and I said, hey, Kevin Duhigg, stop liking my profile. Right. Ha ha ha, big laugh from
and
everybody.
I responded with one simple message.
You said a song. Yeah, you go, look at this, it's like Lola, you know? By the Kinks, and I go, a little bit. I understand where that's coming from, and you want to play Lola, don't you?
We should.
I met her in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight she made it grow my spine. Oh my Lola, 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 Lola.
Lord,
Hasn't happened yet, Clay.
It might.
Yep.
Yep.
Be weary.
The funniest part of Bumble is when you do get recognized. Like, I've had people recognize me, and they're like, you know, how's your radio show? Something like that. Got two messages like that, and I was like, how do you know?
Just use it to plug the show. That's all you got to do.
Because all it says is your first name and your age, you know, and you're like, hi, you know.
Yeah, dude, but do you put in your profile that you host a radio show?
No, nothing. Oh, interesting. Nothing like that.
I have some random people tell me they listen to the show.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, it is always nice to find out that people are actually tuned in.
We love you.
We love you. I hope you like our Bumble stories.
Yeah. Welcome to the Bumblebee Nest.
Well, you know, right. I think it was last week was Valentine's Day. Patty might have been thinking Bumble, you know. Is that how this started?
Do that again for me.
No.
Sounds like a lounge singer on a cruise ship.
Sounds like Herb from WKRP in Cincinnati, you know? I didn't get all bumbly because of Valentine's Day. I did it out of boredom.
What's your ultimate goal there?
I don't know.
Go jet skiing with
a fine lady? Just put yourself out in the sphere. See what's out there.
You know what's funny is the reason you go, what's your ultimate goal? There's all this rage.
I think
recently.
A lot of people go on because it's a confidence booster in some way, right? If you're having a hurdle in life, or you're getting over a relationship, you're getting into a new one, you don't know what you're doing yet. You're like, all right, well, what is this? And you're older, you know. Are you necessarily looking for that? You don't even know for yourself yet. You kind of have to take a first step of some kind, right? So that's why I logged on and made a profile just to see what it was like.
Profile.
Have you guys seen?
And Clay, it's been funny as like I, as long as you're laughing with it, right? If you get taking it too seriously and you're going, I can't get no likes on Bumble, you know, then
back to LinkedIn.
Then back to LinkedIn you go.
He was a LinkedIn guy. Then he tried out Bumble. Didn't work out. He's back at LinkedIn.
Yep.
Have you guys seen this movie on Netflix, The Tinder Swindler?
No.
That's kind of funny that you guys are talking about Bumble, but I watched this recently. There's this dude, he ends up being like this guy from Israel.
Yes.
Who, like, he builds this fake profile of who he is. It was a Ponzi scheme that he would run by meeting women on Tinder.
Yeah.
And then somehow convincing him then that he was the heir to a diamond fortune, or that he was a prince, like a Saudi prince, all kinds of stuff. And
he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. But he ended up swindling a lot of these girls out of like millions of dollars.
Is he in prison?
No, he is not. He got out.
Look at it. It says Tinder Swindler here. Thank you, Mike Sarkowski, our producer, Mike. He has it up on the screen here. Tinder Swindler, Simon Leviev, joins Cameo. I like Cameo.
Oh, so you can have him sing Happy Birthday to your daughter?
Absolutely.
Oh, the Tinder Swindler.
Signs with manager inside his Hollywood plans, the article reads. This is from Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, this guy's unbelievable. And the fact that some of these women fell for him is just like, you know, that's what's scary about some of those dating sites.
The world's a scary place. Technology has ruined everything.
She's like, I fell in love with him after like our second date. And like, he does. He get like a private jet somehow. And he'd like take this girl on a private jet and go into like another country with her and have like this elaborate dinner and romantic evening.
Yeah.
But the whole time while he was expensing that stuff, he was expensing it with another girl that he was also swindling money out of her, and then it was like a total pyramid.
He was robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, all kinds of fake pictures.
Here it is. Simon Leviev. This is from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Is an Israeli con man convicted of theft, forgery, and fraud. According to the Times of Israel, between 2017 and 2019, he allegedly conned an estimated $10 million from victims across Europe in a Ponzi scheme.
Yowzers.
His criminal activity became widely known in 2019 after the publication of an article titled The Tinder Swindler by investigative journalists from the Norwegian tabloid Vyrdensgang.
Oh, Vyrdensgang.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's where you read about the Tinder Swindler.
Yep.
Mom, where's my copy of Vyrdensgang?
Right.
I'm made for soccer practice.
I think Dad hid my copy of Vyrdensgang. I want to read about Tinder Swindler.
One last time.
It's no fair. With the support of Israeli journalists. Yeah, the whole bit is shot. No.
Yeah, come on.
Nobody cares.
With the support of Israeli journalists.
Why isn't he in prison?
Yuri Blau, and whatever.
He's Yuri not... Blau sounds like a detective.
In 2015, Lviv was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Finland, and in 2019 to 15 months in prison in Israel. As of 2019, he is still wanted in several countries for fraud. Oh, so what is he? Is he on the run still?
Well, you can hire him on Cameo to talk to you.
That's right.
So it doesn't really make sense.
He's got a great VPN up. They have no idea where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out if you want to get creeped out.
There's plenty of creepy stuff going on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's amazing. Like, these young women, you read about them, and they have, like, a professional job, and they are educated, and it's like, how did you ever believe this guy? What world are you living in? All of a sudden, some guy on Tinder says to you that he's a multi-millionaire, and you're believing this?
Yeah, but he says he's a multi-millionaire, and he's pulling it up on a private jet and staying in a nicest hotel and eating fancy food.
Yeah, like, that guy's on Tinder. He's just looking for randoms on Tinder.
He only needs 2 days to swindle you, and then you're good.
Yeah.
The Tinder swindler. Yeah, very good.
You should be the Bumble.
Yeah,
what do you burglar.
Call the Bumble burglar?
A spinoff of Tinder Swindler, the Bumble Burglar. Why not? On the next, that's a Nightline,
Yep.
The Bumble Burglar.
On the next episode of the Bumble Burglar.
The Bumble Burglar. Running rampant.
No, it's like an interview. It's like Keith Morrison interviewing some chick, tell us about the Bumble Burglar.
He took me to a Goodwill.
Right.
Tried on a bunch of pants and then he took off.
He stole all my old coats before he left.
He took my coat off and then sold it to the lady at Goodwill.
He gave it to the lady at Goodwill. He's the greatest Goodwill donor in history. The Bumble Burglar. He's a handsome guy who steals from desperate women and then donates all their Steve Madden shoes to Goodwills all over the country.
In like coach bags.
Right.
He's the Robin Hood.
The Bumble Donor. That's the name of it.
Bumblehood.
Bumblehood.
You gotta start writing these movies down.
Bumblehood. Yeah. What song? I was gonna play another song, Mike. Do we have time for it?
Yeah, let's keep the party rolling here.
Oh, it's got to be, the whole Bumble thing reminded me of Rod Stewart's Infatuation video. Ooh. There's something that where you feel like you're peeking into people's lives with this,
you
right?
are, dude.
Yeah, and that's what's, it's. I guess it, you become vulnerable that way, but it reminded me of, remember Infatuation by Rod Stewart?
Of course.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yeah.
Remember this, Daddy?
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Thank you, Mike. God's Country, you too, right there, that bump.
Oh, yeah.
Love that song.
Beautiful.
How about the Super Bowl?
How about it?
Burrow didn't win. Our predictions didn't come through from the
No, Burrow week. Boys lost.
The Burrow Boys.
Stafford been won.
It was a painful game for me to watch as a Burrow boy. As somebody, and Bengal fan. You know?
You've been a Bengal fan for like 2 weeks.
How many grown men have labeled themselves as Burrow boys?
I don't know.
Straight men, at least. Very slim margin.
One.
Yeah, me.
And you're not even from Cincinnati.
Not at all.
Just, you have no ties.
Just like
this.
His style. I like I like his confidence.
I knew that he was too much of a Dale Sassoon salesman and not enough, you know, cold-hearted, blooded killer.
He wasn't like a Georgia Bulldog.
No, he wasn't.
Anyway, yeah, he played well in the game. I did take a bet on the game for $25 through Barstool Sportsbook. The parlay that I bet was
17-time parlay.
Nope, Burrow. I mean, you know, Bengals covered 4 points. You know, they got it. They covered. Burrow threw for over 200. I had an Odell Beckham Jr. touchdown. I had Jamar Chase for over 100 or over 75 yards. That happened in receiving. I also had him scoring twice. He did not score.
So that killed your parlay.
I'd killed it.
So you won zero?
No, I didn't win anything. But it made the game a lot more entertaining, that's for sure, especially if I don't have my own home team involved.
What did you think of the missed pass interference call?
I mean, I wasn't thrilled with the penalty calls at the end of the game. I was like, all right, the NFL clearly wants the big market team to win. They're trying, you know. That's how I felt. I mean, that's a biased way to think. I mean,
you think it was rigged?
I always think pro sports is rigged in some way sometimes, the way that it turns out. Maybe it's because the bookies are so close and so right a lot of the time, but it just seems, it's like, I felt like the Bengals had that game won, and all of a sudden Aaron Donald won the game for them in the second half, essentially. Like,
right. So there's so many factors.
Yeah, but it was crazy to see. Like, I've never seen a guy like that take a game over for like two quarters and they essentially willed themselves to do it. I think that they got some assistance on the calls, but the Bengals also had they scored on kind of a BS call too that was offensive interference.
So it was karma.
Yeah, maybe it was karma. You know, but it was painful for the game to end the way it did on a fourth down. You know, they go for it and don't get it. And like, especially after such a big gain, I'm thinking, oh, the Bengals have the best kicker in football right now. If they get anywhere, if they get past the 41, they've got a shot to tie the game right now. And they were right there. They were at the 50. I'm like,
that last
little
shuffle pass that he kind of threw.
Yeah, when he was spinning out from Donald.
That was only like a foot away from being caught. That running back, if he would have caught that, would have had like a 15-yard gain.
Probably.
Yeah. The Bengals win.
Yeah. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Anyway.
You know what? As they say in Tecmo Bowl, see you next week.
Is that in Tecmo Bowl? No. See you next week?
Be great if it was.
I liked it. It was an entertaining Super Bowl. I'll give you that much.
It was an entertaining Super Bowl.
That was an entertaining
the whole
Super
NFL
Bowl.
Playoffs this year was awesome. All of it, from start to finish, was great.
Oh, the NFL had a big year this year. I think that, you know, those playoffs were a lot of fun to watch.
I'm just hoping baseball kicks off on time. I don't think it's going to.
I don't know, Clay. I think that they're going to come to terms pretty soon.
Yeah, the meeting today lasted 10 minutes and nothing got done.
Do we know? I'm not sure. I haven't read too deep into actually what the beef is, what the players are asking from
me.
Well, I don't. It's, yeah, but it's more than that. It's something else.
Ankle braces.
More ankle braces. That's what this is all about.
I think
more Arthur Euria played in the locker
rooms. I think
and they want all their jerseys and pants to be bought from Goodwill.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I think baseball's going to return. I think it'll be all right.
I hope so, buddy.
Anyway, it looks like the mask mandate's going to end in my neighborhood for the Park District and the sports now.
Baby.
Yeah, they sent out, maybe it was me having that little tirade.
You were the final straw?
Yeah, where they went, all right, you know.
It's going to get violent soon.
No, the rule is now you can come into the gymnasium and you can watch, but you have to keep a mask on.
Do you have to call it a gymnasium?
But only one, yes, you have to call it a gymnasium.
Oh, really?
Very Greek of you.
Is it? I guess. And so I'm going to be attending some more games now. I'm kind of excited about that, right?
Nice.
First time I get to watch this season. And I think the kids need that too. That's nice to have, you know, because you go to the high school basketball games, they're all playing in front of people and the crowds. And it's like, why can't we come and watch? You know?
Yeah.
It made no sense
sure, the Timberwolves.
At all. Right. It made zero sense, but it's happening. It's finally ending. So I'm excited about that.
Congratulations.
How about the snow? Like, it was so nice here in Chicago for like one day. Got real warm, and then all the snow melted. All that black, disgusting snow from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then tonight, boom, More snow.
So it's we'll like, have more black, disgusting snow for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's winter February, in Chicago. What do you want?
February is such a draggy month.
I'm ready. And I'm like, let's get this over with.
You got to move to Texas.
I can't do this anymore. It's wearing on my psyche.
You got a cowboy motif going in your apartment. Just move to Texas and fulfill your dreams.
You know what it is? I think it's when you're in sales and you're driving around all day long. And then when winter hits, it's like...
In Chicago?
You know, you're like, I got to deal with this garbage now.
That's what I loved about the peak of COVID is that the streets were empty.
Yeah, I bet they were. Then it felt like what, driving in Florida?
It was the expressway. It was like driving.
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
fun.
But you know what? For the last 2 years, winter like in Chicago with out. Masks on and everyone's cold, and it's like it's horrible, man. Like it is bad for your mental state.
You got to get a warm jacket. Get the same jacket Putin's got.
Yeah, that's the answer.
What's he wearing?
He's got fur? Probably some down goose. Hey, Vlad, you like down goose jackets?
I invented them.
Yeah. What kind of down goose you wear?
This down goose jacket is worn by Vladimir Putin, Kanye West, and Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck's never been in a cold climate.
But you're
it's,
right.
It's NBA All-Star Weekend, guys.
Is it really?
Yeah, dunk contest. Who you got? Keith Van Horn?
I don't even know who's in it. I just know either. That the marvelous DeRozan has been fantastic for the Bulls.
Yeah, he's an All-Star, yeah?
He is an All-Star.
First team? First starter?
I believe he's a starter.
Beautiful.
Zach LaVine, I think, was an alternate. Or he made it, but he wasn't a starter. But he's injured. So I think
he's going to... Will the Bulls win the national championship?
The national championship? Will they win the NBA championship?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I don't know, man. I think I predicted it earlier this year. I said they're going to go to the finals.
What if Caruso comes back?
Like I said, I think they're still a good shot they can go to the finals.
Putting all our hopes and dreams
and we were talking
Caruso.
About, and we were talking about mm-hmm. DeRozan and a buddy of mine. I think it was recently. He was at like 200-1.
Yeah.
For MVP.
He might get it.
Dude, he could still do this.
I don't know.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, LaVine has been cleared to resume playing after a good visit with his knee specialist. But that's, I believe, after the break. I don't think they're going to play him in the All-Star game. I think he's going to sit it out. But
what's John Tesh think of all this?
He's writing new songs.
I don't know, man. We haven't heard Round Ball, whatever, in a while.
He's probably on Bumble.
Tesh on Bumble?
Yeah. Dude, Tesh would kill on Bumble.
Of course he would.
His beeline
would
have
slay?
Thousands of women.
You think there's guys in the NBA on Bumble?
You should be like, start putting pictures of Tosh on your, not Tosh, Peter Tosh.
One Jordan? Of John Tosh and one of Peter Tosh in my profile.
You go, I'm the best of both of these guys.
Two crazy things about me. I'm not one of these people. I want to meet you.
I'm a combination of both of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tosh and Tosh. Tosh Tosh. That's your screen name.
That's weird.
Tosh Tosh 42.
Your age.
Hey, that's fun. Maybe we take one of those AI apps and do a face merge of Tosh and Tosh and then make a profile on Bumble to see if Bumble's algorithm can
that's
pick
catfishing.
Out
catfishing.
If yeah, we'll yeah. But we want to catfish Bumble. We want to see if Bumble can figure out if Tosh Tosh is a real guy or not.
So we want to catfish Bumble, and then we want to create the Bumble burglar.
Yes. Tosh had a horrible death.
Did he pass away?
Peter Tosh?
Oh, Tosh, you said.
Yeah. No, Tosh is fine.
No, you know, it's NBA weekend, you know, Round Ball Rock. Do we have that? I don't know.
Oh, we have
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's somewhere.
Yeah, it's in there
It's in
somewhere.
My gym bag.
We've played it here many times before. All right, who wins the game, East or West?
East.
East? Pet?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say East too.
I'm gonna pick the East as well. So there's our predictions for the NBA All-Star game.
Does North Korea have a team in it?
No,
I don't believe so.
I haven't watched any of the Olympics still. I feel like it's too late now for me to even.
Just throw it out when you get home. Watch 5 minutes of skiing and go to bed.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're at the end of the show. If you've enjoyed it, you can find archives by going to hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and search for Hooli's Hooli Show. Want to thank the sponsors again. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub in Beverly and Bridgeport, Fox's Beverly Pizza, Flood Brothers Disposal, and Guinness Irish Stout. Oh, we're going to go out with a little Blind Melon.
Bumble.
Little bumblebee from the video. Yeah.
Yep.
Is this No Rain? Is that what this is? Shannon Hoon.
Legend.
Yep.
Enjoy your week. Bye.
See ya.